For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Hammer time. Go with the
flow. Well, good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio, Go Bills, starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio. Dominic Cortez with you. And boy, we had some snow, huh? How did your roof fare with that degree of snow on it? Did you develop any icicles? Well, I hope not, but if you did, then perhaps you didn't listen to me when I told you to clean out your gutters, because that would be step one to avoiding problems with ice, is a free-flowing, clear gutter so that the water collected in it doesn't freeze. The second, of course, is heat loss leading to the formation of ice, heat loss from the escape of heat from your home into your attic, melting the snow on the roof, mounding the ice at the gutter, and then forming icicles, and then in some cases leaking water into the house. Could be messy. All this is avoidable if you listen to my nagging, starting with keeping your gutters clear, but then also checking the insulation levels in your attic. If you see that you have ice anywhere, that's an indication of heat loss. And ironically, I'm almost embarrassed to admit this, but we've got in our brand new building two spots on the roof where we've got some icicles. So we've got to get our heads up into the attic there and figure out where there's a heat gap. Now, in a new building, that should be a pretty easy determination to figure that out. In an older home, it's very typical that you would have heat loss, and the escape of the heat into the attic, a very common problem. So, you know, don't beat yourself up too much. But let's do an analysis right now to figure out where that heat loss is and do something about it. Very simple solution, typically just adding insulation. But when we add insulation, be mindful, we need to add ventilation. Ventilation, probably more important are equally important. I don't want to underrate the insulation. Equally important as adding the insulation, because the ventilation promotes a cold air flow through your attic, which is what we want to do. We want to keep the attic cold. That's why we don't want heat loss into it. So that we keep the roof deck cold, so that we don't have the snow turn to ice. Simple, right? Simple, but sometimes it evades common sense. So get that insulation level checked. Add insulation if you can. Add baffles. Make sure you've got soffit vents that are open and letting air flow through. Another contradiction that we see often with roofs is that people rely on a ridge vent to be the exit point for the airflow. So the air inducted through the soffit vents and then flowing out through a ridge vent. Well, ridge vents, while they appear to be effective, could be somewhat counterproductive if they weren't installed properly, number one. And number two, meaning when I say when they're not installed properly, you need to cut that roof deck back far enough so that we can get maximum airflow into the exit point of the roof of the ridge vent. But another thing that happens with ridge vents is they're installed because they're like the vogue way to ventilate. They're not a roof louver. They're not a gable vent. They're a chic way of getting a vent line across a ridge. But they can contradict airflow if they are paired with a roof louver or a gable vent. So if you have gable vents and a ridge vent, that could actually contradict your air flows. So it's one or the other. If you have a properly installed bridge vent, I would do away with any gable vents. Anyway, if you have an ice problem, we can entertain that or anything around the house that needs my attention. Open phone lines today. Whatever you want to talk about, I'm here for you. I typically think that you've got some ice questions today, so let's get those aired out at 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, you can call me for free at 1-800-616-WBEN. Our Orchard Park, Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is open, and you can text me there at 803-0930. And you can always email me, hammertime@cortese.net. Check out the Cortese website. Everything we do is there. It includes room additions, kitchen and bath renovations, our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line made for your kitchen, your bathroom, and your man kitchen. Better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, small projects, windows and doors, and now our brand new cooking school. The first school class was the 10th of January, sold out. Our first whole series is sold out. We are right now, folks, in the midst of adding classes into the first half of the year. More on that next week as we put all that together. We're also going to be adding another whole series of classes, so we'll probably end up with two per month. And we're actually talking about adding a wine appreciation element to the classes as well. So more on that with Jerry Clemente, the chef from Cipollina's, our instructor for the Come Home to Cortese Cooking School. You can learn more by going to our website, cortese.net, and go to the About Us and click on that. At the very bottom of that, the cooking school information is there. You can go ahead and give Marisa a call as well at our office, and she can fill you in on the dates that we're planning to add in. I don't have all that officially nailed down yet, so I can't announce it right here and now. But hopefully by next week, we'll be able to talk about the additional classes that we're adding. By the way, a couple other things to tell you about. We are going to be in the February home show at the Event Center in Hamburg. After a couple years off due to COVID, that show, the Western New York Event Center show, is coming back. And I believe, if I can get the calendar to cooperate here, the dates of that are going to be the 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th of February. 17, 18, 19, and 20 of February, we will be part of the Western New York Home and Outdoor Living Show. And then, of course, Downtown Show. Yeah, it's back, too. And that will be the March 4, 5, and 6, and then repeats 11, 12, 13. That's coming up. The home shows are back. Anyway, if you have a question for me, we're here for you today. 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Outside the 716, 1-800-616-WBEN. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
Let's go Buffalo.
Let's go Buffalo.
The Bills make me wanna
shout.
Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel north on Transit Road on the right-hand side, right by Zoe's Restaurant and Spoltz Farm, across the street from Transit Middle. You know where I am. I'm at Lakeshore Savings Bank, Clarence Branch, and my good kumbadi, Gabe Maddalena, is on the live line with us. Hey, Gabe.
Hey, good morning, Dominic. How are you today?
Good, and you?
Awesome, awesome. Nice, on a great chilly day.
Yeah, you heading to the Clarence Town Park this morning for the Winterfest?
I will try to make my way down there as soon as I'm done here at work.
Yeah, it's going to be cold, but better than it being melty, I think.
Yes, that's for sure.
So, Gabriel, we are in an interesting time with what COVID's done to our world. Kind of put everything in slow motion as far as my world goes, getting things done, finding new staff members, which has been a real chore. But one thing that's been constant, Gabe, is we've been really happy with the fact that Lakeshore has kept the home equity line of credit at 2.5 fixed for 12 months with no cost whatsoever.
Yeah, this has been going on for a little while that we've had, and we continue to keep that rate going and that promotion. With no closing cost and a fixed rate of 2.5% for that first 12 months, it's just a phenomenal way to go. You know, along with the home equity, we also have some great mortgage rates. The mortgage rates are still, you know, you have a 2 in front of it or maybe a 3 in front of it. You know, that also is, that's going to probably be changing. Last year, we probably needed a crystal ball to find out when are the rates going to change.
Right.
Now, I think you can throw the crystal ball away. And the Feds have mentioned that they want to raise rates this year. They mentioned even maybe up to 4 times. So if anybody's on the fence, and this is, you know, this is probably something that you really want to take serious, but if anybody's on the fence of refinancing, need a home equity or a mortgage, this is the time to do it. I wouldn't hesitate anymore. And, you know, our branches are open. You can come to the branch, you can apply, or even easier, right from your own kitchen. You can go right online and apply for a mortgage or home equity.
You know, there's another interesting phenomenon, Gabe, that we should highlight in that if you're thinking of refinancing, when you go to get your home appraised, guess what? It's going to be worth more than you think.
Oh, you're absolutely right with that, Dominic. I mean, homes are appraising above market. You know, and the same thing with the car industry. Cars are appraising so much higher. The market that we're in with homes and the appraisals, they are all coming up higher, so there's more equity to use.
Quick story that I want to share with everybody, and Gabe's involved with this. We have a customer who I've referred to Lakeshore for a future value loan, which means a loan against the improved value of the house. We went at this before COVID, and she didn't have enough value. Well, guess what she has now? Enough value. So Gabe was able to get her approved.
Absolutely. It was a great, great win-win for everybody. Customer's happy, and you know, we found that extra equity in their home with the home improvement that you're going to do, and now they have money to finance and going to be able to get that addition done.
Added little twist to that story, Gabe. I don't know if I told you this, but before COVID, the job was 20% cheaper than it is now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's what COVID did to the price of renovations. But the value is there to support it, which is the most important thing. And, of course, the rates are just unbelievably low. So what is the future value rate, if you know?
Those rates are a little bit higher just because of the product. But, you know, there's nothing saying that they can't refinance after that. But you're going to probably have a 4 in front of that rate.
Okay. So, Gabriel, lots of interesting things happening, and we're glad you're sharing your knowledge with us. Give us the phone number there at the Clarence Branch.
Phone number here is 688-6114.
One more time.
688-6114.
You're all recovered from COVID, I think, right?
All good. All good.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Back to work, Gabriel is, and give him a call. 688-6114 for 131 years. Lakeshore Savings Bank. Putting people first.
Come and meet me down by the shore.
Lakeshore.
Attention medical front office representatives. Patient First is currently accepting applications. Patient First offers competitive salary, excellent benefits, and an exciting, friendly work environment. Founded by a physician in 1981, Patient First invests in its employees with continuing education, paid time off, 401k, health insurance, and more. If you have the heart, skills, and knowledge to truly put the patient first, apply online today. PatientFirst.com, an equal opportunity employer.
Pay doctors represent actual clients.
I was hurt in a car accident. My attorney now with the Barnes firm, they got me $6 million.
My attorney got me $5 million.
My attorney got me $1.4 million.
My attorney's got me $2 million.
I'm attorney Rich Barnes. If you need help after a crash, call us. We will help get you the best result possible. Call our Buffalo office now.
The Barnes Firm. Injury attorneys. Call 1-800-8-MILLION.
Past results don't predict future outcomes. 451 Grinder, 500 Pearl.
Hey, David Bellavia. You get a clean slate for the new year. What about a clean tub? Let Bathfitter give your tub or shower a fresh start with a custom bath solution that fits your space to perfection. It's installed in one day, and it's so easy to clean, you'll volunteer to take on cleaning the entire bathroom. Call Bathfitter 242-8999. Book your free consultation. Tell them Bellavia sent you, and you get up to $1,000 off or no interest financing until 2027. Call Bathfitter at 242-8999.
Don't settle for windows that won't stand the test of time. Turn to the official window and door of the Buffalo Bills. Renewal by Anderson. Our windows are expertly crafted with our exclusive low-maintenance Fibrex composite material. Take advantage of our limited-time offer of locking in 2021 pricing. Plus, take an additional $400 off every window and $800 off every door. Visit us today at rbawny.com. This fantastic offer ends January 31st.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino of Senior Radio, here to recommend SAS Shoes. Now, my husband Bob is on his feet all day and was experiencing terrible pain in his feet, his knees. So Bob and I visited SAS Shoes, and what a great experience it was. The staff was knowledgeable. They evaluated Bob, fitted him properly with orthotics and new shoes. And I got to tell you, his SAS shoes are awesome. Since Bob started wearing them, the pain has been reduced, and he feels great. Listen, you can't really improve your feet, but you can improve your shoes. SAS Shoes at Transitown Plaza. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino. What if I told you you could travel without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Travel Brilliant and Senior Radio can make that happen. Join me on a once-in-a-lifetime trip through the Canadian Rockies on the famous Rocky Mountaineer. But you must hurry. The trip is almost sold out and there are limited seats left. Contact Denise from Travel Brilliant today for all the details at 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Hey, it's Dominic here. You know, you can close your windows, you can shut your doors, but when cold comes in from above, yeah, there's only way to fix that. Call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service and value because Ava's focus is on doing great work, including having an expert foreman on every job to ensure the job is done properly. Get an on-the-spot written estimate for free. Here's the number, 343-ROOF. Easy, huh? 343-7663. By the way, you can go to avaroofing.com and select a day, a time, and the type of quote you'd like. You could book it all right online, avaroofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:23 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortez, and how are ya? 803-0930. By the way, speaking of Hammer Time TV, that is coming up starting on Super Bowl Sunday weekend. So that would be the 19th of February is the premiere of season 5. Of Hammer Time TV. So we're excited about that. 803-0930 to the phones we go. Anything around the house as we start in Wheatfield with Ed. Good morning, Ed. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Dominic. Go Bills.
Yes, go Bills.
I have baseboard heating, and it's a zone heating system. And one of my zones got frozen recently.
Mm.
And it was into my family room. And about 3 years ago, I had a gas insert fireplace put in.
Okay.
So what we did was we hit our thermostat down to about 60, and then we just used the fireplace up to over 70, and the pipes froze in the family room.
Now, in the family room, does it have a crawl space? Does it have a full basement? What's below it?
That's correct. It's a crawl space. About 5 years. It's about 25 years ago we had an addition put in, and we never had this issue until just recently.
And you can understand what's happening. The zone is not calling for heat, so it's become idle, and a little draft from here or there could freeze idle water. Now, flowing water is a different matter. So that's why when the temperature is calling for heat, you know, the water is hot and it's flowing, then you're safe. But what I would recommend you do, if you can get into this crawl space, is insulate those lines.
Okay, so that's what I did. I unfroze it on Sunday, and it happened again. I put insulation around it because on one half of the crawl space, the line goes through joists.
Okay.
And the other half, it's right up against the cement wall.
Ah. So that's the problem. The idle water is just directly in contact with something that's cold. Can you get that line moved away from that wall?
I can move it away just a little bit enough to get the wrap on it.
So what I'd like to see happen here, Ed, is that we get a layer of foam 2 inches thick, if we can get it moved that far. You may have to get a plumber to help you with this, so that we can insulate that whole wall.
Okay. What about heat trace?
Well, meaning like an electric line you want to run on that?
Correct.
Yeah. Well, you could do that. It's just not my favorite part of the solution. It's more of a Band-Aid to the problem. You've got to power that electric line, and you've got to be mindful of the fact you've got an electric line running through your crawl space. I'd be worried about the safety of that. But as a Band-Aid approach, sure, you can do that, especially if you only have to run it a couple times here and there throughout the year. But permanently, and to fix it right, we need to eliminate the draft and eliminate the cold that's affecting this. You should be able to turn your thermostat to 60 degrees and not worry about a hot water baseboard line freezing.
Right. You would think, but it's I understand with the stagnant water.
Yes.
Just freezing.
That's exactly right. So there's a draft getting into that crawl space, which we want to mitigate, and that's why I'm suggesting a layer of Dow styrofoam on the outer walls of the crawl space, so that we're keeping that area a little toastier. Another idea would be to introduce some heat into that crawl space. If there's an access hole, what you could do is put a little computer fan in that access hole to move some warmer air from the basement into that crawl space.
I think that would work.
Yeah. So that's another trick.
Okay.
All right. Good luck with that, Ed. Let us know how it turns out.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Ed's line is now free at 803-0930 as we travel to Buffalo now and chat with Linda. Good morning, Linda. You're next.
Yes, good morning. Thank you, Dom. I have a gambrel roof, 2.5-story house from 1915.
Mm-hmm.
I've had ridge vents before, but I don't know how you can get the soffit venting up to lift the air up through the ridge vent at the top. Where do you put some kind of lower venting in the soffits? Because you know what gambrel roofs are like.
Yes. So you have no soffits?
No. No, and the way the gambrel roof hits, it's in contact with the upcoming outside studs.
Yes,
the roof flares out to be a gambrel. So there's no, the soffits. They didn't put any in on this house at all. They didn't put a ridge vent. Actually, come to think of it, they didn't even put mushroom vents on this roof.
What do you have?
As I talk to you, nothing.
No gable vents. No ventilation of any kind.
No. But around 1915, it was built, and it was made into a two-story rental.
Sure. And do you have ice?
No. Well, I have one huge icicle off the back of the house, a 3-foot icicle off the back.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, the snow doesn't stay on the roof, so I know what that's telling me. But how should I vent this roof?
The only effective way that I can suggest ventilating a roof that has no overhangs is to layer. Now, this would come when you wanted to re-roof. Layer the sheathing with furring strips, effectively elevating a new layer of sheathing above the old, therefore creating an air gap.
I didn't explain things quite right. I'm sorry. I do have soffits, but they're not vented. There's
oh.
6-inch soffit. I'm sorry to you.
Oh, no, don't be sorry about that. That's, you know, these are always mysteries as to why these things happen. Yeah, so if you have soffits and they aren't ventilated, then that's a simple fix.
Okay.
Now, the good news is you don't have tremendous ice, so that means that you either are not losing heat or the shape of the roof is such that you're not holding snow, and that may be likely because of the shape of the roof.
Oh, so are you saying then that because I have 6-inch soffits that they didn't do any venting in, that if I put the venting in those soffits and then put the ridge vent...
See, gambrels are tough because you don't know where that first run of rafter, where it goes. Does it tie into the second leg, or is it just dead-ended and there's no airflow that would connect you up to the upper attic? So that's always a question when it comes to gambrels. How were they framed? But adding ventilation to that soffit would be a good experiment. Again, as I mentioned already, you don't have ice, so that's good news. And possibly we've got enough insulation where this is a non-issue. But adding that ventilation will do no harm.
Okay.
All right.
I can easily pick apart the attic on the inside because they just put up this kind of thin press board, 4x8 sheets of it.
That's sure.
An inch.
Hey, Linda, why don't you hold on? It's the bottom of the hour. We need to check in for the top of the news. We'll be back with more right after the news.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. General Motors says it's investing $154 million into its Lockport plant. Senator Chuck Schumer says GM is committed to making electric cars in America, and GM is committed to keeping the jobs in Western New York. And that's not all.
Another thing I'm working on, by the way, is to get chips made here in America. The computer chips, which are so important to making our cars. As you know, there's a real shortage, and there have been temporary layoffs and things like that at auto plants throughout the country. We did all the research and designed the chips. And in fact, New York's a center of it. One of the leading centers is over in Albany. But we have a shortage of chips. Great shortage. I think only 12% of the chips that modern cars use are made in America. We want to restore that.
Schumer says GM wants to make Western New York one of the centers of electric car manufacturing in the nation. Governor Hochul says for the first time in a month, the statewide COVID positive test rate is below 10%. She adds the 7-day average of cases is moving downward the right direction, says the governor. The mayors of Buffalo and Kansas City make a friendly wager on tomorrow's AFC divisional playoff game. KC's Quinton Lucas is putting up barbecue while Byron Brown is putting up Lenovo wings. A berth in the AFC championship game on the line between the Chiefs and the Bills. From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
How do you increase the value of your home? Well, you could update your bathrooms. Yep, it's Dominic Cortese here. And when you remodel a bathroom, we partner with the best companies out there, like the folks at Twin City Glass. Twin City Glass, they offer beautiful glass enclosures for your shower or your bathtub, as well as custom mirror solutions. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You can give them a call at 694-3300. See for yourself how many options they have there at the Twin City showroom. You could also stop at the Come Home to Cortese showroom. We have a mini display of all of what Twin City does. Either place, we go to Twin City for our glass, and you should too. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
New to Curiosity Stream.
When you say Heinz, I think ketchup. I say Coors, you think beer.
How do the most iconic food brands
they're great.
Become iconic? Unwrap the surprises behind the brands that feed our world on Eat Me or Try Not To. Plus, the best poker face.
Check. I almost folded.
Needs a poker brain. Researchers use MRIs and more to study the tricks of the world's best gamblers in the mind of a poker player. It's on Curiosity Stream. Annual plans are $20. That's $1.67 a month. Visit curiositystream.com.
Chase away the chill of the season with great red wines from Outlet Liquor. Stock up and save every day on top-rated red wines such as J.Lohr Cabernet, as low as $13.99 a bottle, Josh Cabernet for $11.99, or Francis Ford Coppola Claret as low as $13.99 a bottle when you buy a case. Outlet's penny section is also a great idea when you're looking to try new and different wines and not pay a lot. Buy the bottle or buy the case, Outlet Liquor is the place to save on wine and spirits every day.
Our furnace testing tune, the noisiest in all the land, is only $40.
Yep, our $65 furnace testing tune is $40 after National Fuel rebate.
But we test everything. It takes us a solid hour, and we usually charge $129.
Pretty cool, huh?
I say they're pretty lucky ducks.
I think we all are, Marty.
Good point, Carrie.
Schedule your $40 testing tune today.
DraftKings Sportsbook is officially live in New York State with mobile sports betting just in time for football playoffs. To add to the excitement, DraftKings is giving new customers a special offer. Bet just $5 on any playoff game and win $280 in free bets if your team is victorious. The wait is finally over. Head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app now to check out all of DraftKings' great promotions and features, including same-game parlays. Combine multiple bets from the same game for a bigger payout. payout. The more legs you add, the more money you can win. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code WBEN. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's code WBEN. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full details. Must be 21 and over and physically present in New York. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
We're living in what the Bible refers to as perilous times. A time marked by those who are lovers of their own selves, covetous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, without natural affection, and despisers of those that are good. For many, the confusion accompanying this time has led to despair. But there is hope, and that hope is found in Jesus Christ. He is the hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Jesus died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried and rose again triumphantly 3 days later. The Bible tells us that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. How about you? By faith you can reach up to him who with nail-pierced hands reaches down to you. Jesus said you must be born again. Are you?
Visit BibleBBC.com. That's BibleBBC.com.
You know, throughout our homes, doors do some serious heavy lifting. Beyond providing access to the outdoors, a well-designed door gracefully frames our view to the world around us. So when Marvin took to designing the all-new Ultimate Swinging Door, light and beauty took center stage. The ideal combination of beauty and strength, the Ultimate Swinging Door features more glass for more light and more views. How? Narrow profiles, courtesy of 3-inch styles and rails, provide a contemporary aesthetic along with a larger daylight opening. You've got to see it to believe it. Head over to Big L Windows and Doors. Check out the complete Marvin Window and Door product line, as well as the Therma-True doors. All that to Big L Windows and Doors on William Street, 2727 William Street in Cheektowaga. And you can give them a call at 895-8484, biglwindows.com. And when you run into Bill Horbit Sr., ask him how he's doing. And tell him that Dominic said hello, and ask him what his philosophy in business is. He'll shrug his shoulders. He'll say, just do the right thing. That's what you get at Big L Windows and Doors, the right thing, with their total trust guarantee. 2727 William Street in Cheektowaga, 895-8484, biglwindows.com. And always remember to buy right the first time. And buy from a Hammer Time partner.
WBEN 930 AM, as Buffalo as the Bills.
The Bills make me wanna
shout.
Kick your heels up and
shout.
Throw your hands up and
shout.
Throw your head back and
shout.
Come on now, the Bills are making it happen now. Stand up now, come on and shout.
803-0930, that's the number for you to call this Saturday morning as we get ready for the big game tomorrow. We were in Buffalo, we're chatting with Linda. She's got a gambrel roof, and she's got no ice, but she's wondering about insulation. We talked about adding ventilation through her soffits, and that would certainly help with promoting airflow, but where it would go is the mystery with a gambrel, Linda. But you had another part to your question.
Thank you, Dominic. And it's simply that in that attic, on the inside, they just have a 8-inch thick press board, 4x8 sheets. So when the weather is warmer, maybe in May, I could take off one of those press board sheets and look at where the joint is.
Yeah, exactly. Because if that joint connects to the main attic, then adding those soffit vents at the lower end of the gambrel is going to help promote airflow. And then I would also add either gable vents or a ridge vent. Now you're going to promote, you know, effective airflow through your attic.
Okay. So in May then, just to say back to you, I'll take it off by that joint, and it's going to be one of two things. Either air can get through or it can't.
Exactly.
If it can get through, then I could put those kind of plastic channels that got you attached to the underside of a roof deck,
right,
to really get the airflow going. And if it isn't there, then you have that great idea. Put in gables.
Exactly. There you go.
Your north and south end, and that'll suck it up.
You keep in touch with us on this, Linda.
You are just terrific. I've listened to you for years. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Like hearing from all of our regular listeners. Linda's line is now free as we travel next to Williamsville and say hello to Sergio. Good morning, Serge.
Good morning. How are you?
Sergio Fornazzaro.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Good to hear from you as always. How's living in the penthouse, Sergio?
Very enjoyable. Thank you very much.
You've got the best views in all of Western New York.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Yeah. So what can I do for you today?
I was involved in building this building back in 65, and so it's obviously an older building, and you know, there's a lot of older homes around our community. And I was just wondering, is there a way or ways to help clean out old water pipes that you've been using for years and years to feed your family, et cetera? I'm just wondering, over the years, if things accumulate in your water
line. Sure, absolutely. And the kind of material the water line is made of is usually has relation to this to your question. So it seems that over time, galvanized, for whatever reason, would collect more gunk. However, copper, less likely to do that. Same parallel we find now with the new PEX polypropylene water lines. They don't hold a lot of gunk. But lead, of course, and galvanized, notorious for holding gunk and creating a corrosion, where you don't see that typically with copper.
What kind of water lines would they have been using back in 65, you think? You know?
So 65 would have been copper.
Okay.
You would have been transitioning from galvanized to copper in the mid-60s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. More than likely copper.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of things can you do to clean those pipes out?
So just using them, really, Serge. There's really nothing I can think of that would be effective with copper water lines or that you would need to worry about with copper. Different than, as I mentioned, with galvanized, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, so free-flowing water, you know, if you see any residue coming out of the water when you turn on the faucet, that's more an indication, I think, of where the water's coming from. So it may be in the main that the problem exists.
Okay.
So there may be some, you know, debris collecting in the water main that's then filtering its way into the building and through the building and to the faucets. Is that what you're seeing?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Just asking a general question here. Well, thank you very much for the information. Appreciate it. And again, have a wonderful new year.
Okay, sir. It's always a pleasure hearing from you.
Thank you.
Okay. Sergio Fornazzaro's line is now free as we travel next to Lockport and chat with David. Hello, Dave. You're next.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Got this ductwork problem. The house was built in 74.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was built, it had a full hot air forced electric furnace.
Oh, boy.
And that was long gone, and I had a good furnace here when I bought it, and since replaced that.
And the electric bill was $1 million a month, right?
I the lines. There were two lines bored through all floor joists over to the junction box, and they're that big old dark gray stuff, and it's 3-conductor aluminum 6-gauge.
Oh my God!
And there were two of those.
Mm-hmm.
That ran parallel over to this whatever, and they were just coiled up on top of the ductwork. But anyway, that was part of the clue of me figuring out what used to be down there.
Okay.
Years ago. But anyway, what I got now, house is like country colonial. So 60% of it has a full basement. The other 40 has no basement.
Does it have a crawl space or is it a slab?
It's a slab. Half of it's concrete, and then there's a den. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So my problem, the supply line coming out of the top of the furnace, half of it disappears into the concrete to never be seen again.
Oh.
Side that has no basement. The side that is a basement, the supply line is soft tight, it says on the outside of it, brand. It's fully insulated on the inside. It has a half-inch fiberglass mat that's like a dark gray, and it's attached on all sides inside the ductwork,
mm-hmm,
with these big washers and rivets type nails.
And it travels through the basement?
It goes across the bottom of the basement, and I can't It's got 50 years of gunk and crap sitting on there, and it's driving me nuts because it's putting dust on my house no matter what I clean.
Sure. And I don't know if...
And they says, well, there's nothing we can do because our machines will rip that stuff apart.
Exactly. Peter Gordon is coming up next. We can reinforce that fact when he's on air in a minute. But my other suggestion would be to consider getting an estimate to have rigid metal installed in its place.
How about my only other choice instead of having the whole thing replaced was I was going to cut rectangles every so often and literally remove all of that stuff and then patch it back up and do the whole line that way.
Well, you could do an investigation with cutting a hole to see what we're dealing with here, because I don't know, are you 100% sure that this is an issue? I mean, you mentioned you have dust, so it's a good indication that that's probably the case. And I would think that air flowing over anything porous eventually is going to be a problem. So I think it was poor design, and I think maybe considering replacement may be an effective solution.
Yeah, I think replacement will be a nightmare because of all the 6-inch lines that snake out of the top of it.
I wouldn't be worried too much about those as I would the main trunk. We can quiz Peter in a minute to see what he thinks.
Okay.
All right. So stay tuned.
All right.
All right. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. And as promised, it's time for us to speak with Peter Gordon from Indo Air Professionals. Peter, this is an interesting question that just came in about a insulated in and out form of ductwork that the caller was told would be hard to clean out. What's your theory on that?
Okay, I didn't hear it because I was on with another customer. Surprise, surprise.
Mm-hmm.
It's super busy still. So it sounds like ductboard to me. It looks like it's a shiny foil exterior wrapping with it's usually a yellowish pressed glass. That's what the duct board is made out of. Is that correct?
I wasn't sure exactly what it was made out of, but he did indicate that it had a insulated component inside and outside. So you may be right. He's concerned that he has a high level of dust, so I'm wondering if the porosity of the interior may be leading to the problem.
Yeah, we run into this a lot in commercial. So once again, we have to be able to clean any type of ductwork, whether it's flex, ductboard, galvanized, and there's a couple other stranger things.
But, so do you think with the pressure degree of the column, it could be tempered down to be able to clean this ductwork still?
Yeah. What we would do first is we'd actually go against what we usually do. We'd spin some brushes to loosen stuff up. Then we'd take the low, we'd turn the air way down on the compressor.
Okay.
And turn it higher on the vacuum collector, on the HEPA-filtered collector. But then the next thing we do a lot of times in ductboard, if it's in good enough shape, is we coat it with a rubberized coating called Tough Coat.
Oh.
You're basically relining, reconstructing. It's not, but you got to look at it. And if it's accessible, you might say, hey, let's rip it down and put galvanized in.
Right, which is what I suggested he at least get an estimate on. Well, great. I'm glad you are a valued resource for us on that issue. And certainly keeping our families healthy during the pandemic requires some extra effort. And Indoor Professionals is there for you for all the solutions for indoor air quality. Of course, the duct cleaning that we just spoke about. And then we have air purification, dehumidification. It's all available through Peter Gordon at Indoor Air Professionals. What's the extra special discount going to be for our Hammer Time Radio audience this week?
Okay, so right now we're just getting so much traction on, once again, our medical-grade air purifiers. I can't emphasize enough that they're 40 times more efficient than HEPA filtration.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's going, well, they use HEPA on airplanes, blah, blah, blah. It might be. Yeah, we still sell them. They're okay. They get, but as far as getting down to 0.007 micron particles, that's why you need to call us for this air purifier.
Okay. It's
really going to make the difference.
And what are our discounts for this week?
Okay, so the... The portable that covers 1,200 square feet, $300 off, and the whole unit that connects to your furnace, these are amazing, will get $450 off. That's a new number.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yep, and then we've got duct cleaning, of course. If you haven't done that, you know, while you're in there enjoying the zero-degree outside weather, get your ducts cleaned. You can save anywhere from $75 off to up to $125, depending on the size of your home. And lastly, we are still having plenty in stock of the high-capacity dehumidifiers, and those are $250 off.
683-3000, that's the number to call. 683-3000. You heard Peter. These discounts are only for you and only today. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
My community means everything to me. That's why I joined the Army National Guard. I'm proud of where I'm from, and as a soldier, I get to give back to the people that helped me succeed. The training and leadership skills I get from the Army National Guard help me every day when I teach young people and look out for my community. If you'd like to learn how you too can serve part-time in the community you love, visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard, aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Patrika Law Office has recovered millions of dollars for injured clients and their families since 1957. Accident victims, don't hesitate. Call Arky Patrika at 716-823-7111. That's 716-823-7111.
Every day, thousands of kids enter a local Children's Miracle Network hospital, many of them fighting for their lives. Donate and show your support at cmnhospitals.org because kids can't wait. They need our help today. Visit cmnhospitals.org.
It won't be long before you start feeling this. So schedule a $99 health and safety checkup for your furnace from TRS Heating and Air Conditioning. Or let TRS recommend a high-efficiency Rheem furnace and earn up to $1,000 in rebates from National Fuel. Call today and TRS will install a dust-free air purifier on any high-efficiency furnace or air conditioner. For details, go to TRSHeatingAndAirConditioning.com.
TRS Heating and Air Conditioning.
Hi, I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again, and now we're making it affordable again. Come out and test drive on one of our outstanding selection of recliners. We have small lady-sized recliners, large two-person recliners, lift chairs with heated massage, and even a recliner our customers call the most comfortable chair in the world. But let's say you find the perfect chair and wonder if it's available at a lower price online. That's not an issue at Town & Country Furniture. We price match Amazon every time so you can still get the best price and buy local. Check out our two-sided mattresses that last twice as long as others. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Making America comfortable and affordable again.
Sal Capaccio here. When you want the best decision for your vision, that's ECVA. ECVA is Western New York's total eye care provider, serving children, adults, and seniors alike. Think of them as the medical pros for your eyes. Their four offices and optical shops in Williamsville, Orchard Park, Elmwood Village, and Niagara Falls are all equipped with state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment and full surgical capabilities, including no shot, no stitch, no patch cataract surgery, as well as same-day emergency services. Call 631-EYES or visit ECVAEyeCare.com.
Pay doctors represent actual plans.
I was hurt in a car accident. My attorney now with the Barnes firm, they got me $6 million.
My attorney got me $5 million.
My attorney got me $1.4 million.
My attorney's got me $2 million.
I'm attorney Rich Barnes. If you need help after a crash, call us. We will help get you the best result possible. Call our Buffalo office now.
The Barnes firm. Injury attorneys call 1-800-8-MILLION.
As results don't predict future outcome. 451 Grinder, 500 Pearl.
Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Everything for your garage is available at Gorilla Garage Gear. Yep, new garage door, new epoxy garage floor, and organizing and storage equipment for your garage. And if you book a Gorilla floor during the month of January, Hammer Time listeners only will get not 10, not 20, 25% off a new garage door. Did you hear what I just said? If you book a new Gorilla Floor in the month of January, you'll get a whopping 25% off a new garage door. That's a quarter of the cost. Help with the overwhelming cost increases that we've seen on a garage doors by taking advantage of this incredible offer. You must book by the end of the month, so call now. Here's the number, 715-6927, 715-6927, GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Buffalo's happening now. Shout. We're on the move now.
Stop. Hammer Time.
10:55 is the time on WBEN. We'll squeeze in what we can here, our callers and our texters, as we travel next to Tonawanda and chat with Yvonne. Good morning, Yvonne. You're next.
Good morning, Dominic. I have a question regarding setting your thermostat if you're going to be away for 2 to 3 weeks starting the end of this week. What would you recommend so that there is warmth in the house?
Sure.
Are going to break at some point when you're away.
Full basement?
Full basement, and everything is insulated. It's
okay.
Approximately 1,200 square foot home.
How old is the house?
In the 50s, like 55.
Okay.
There's no ice.
No ice. And you have good windows?
Yes, they're all been replaced.
Yeah.
They are good.
So, you could experiment with this, but I want you to err on the side of being cautious and careful as to how low you go. I would say probably no lower than in the high 50s to low 60s.
Okay. Something like 64 or 62?
You could probably go down to 62 and not worry.
Okay. It's short term. It's for a couple weeks. It's not a whole winter season.
Yeah. Now, do you have forced air or hot water baseboard?
I'm not quite sure.
Do you have radiators that have water running through them or a blowing air system?
Blowing air.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, I would say around 62, I could live with that.
Okay. I just wanted to be safe versus sorry.
Exactly right, because the last thing we want is to have a water line freeze. You're not home to experience that, and then you come home to a mess.
Right. Thank you very much for your...
By the way, anybody who is traveling, who's thinking of doing the same thing, I would couple in to this idea of lowering your thermostat to having your home checked, if you don't have any smart devices to be able to do that for you.
Right.
All right?
Thank you so much.
Okay, good luck and have a good trip.
Thank you.
Yvonne is now traveling away as we go next to Marilla and Tracy. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. 1 second, let me get you off the speaker. So sorry. So we built our home about 7 years ago. And we noticed about the second year in, water was coming in the basement. We knew, we kind of knew when they built it that the water table was on the higher end.
Water comes in how?
I'm sorry?
What? How does water enter? Through a crack?
Through the floor. Yeah, didn't it look like there was cracks?
It's erupting. Is it erupting from the juncture between the wall and the floor?
Yes.
Okay.
So the I called the builder because it was still, you know, fairly new, and I said, is there anything you could do to please help us? And his resolution was to dig a one-foot hole, three of them, where the pipes are with the sock.
Yes.
And my husband has to go down every now and then and clear the debris away.
So we're getting clogging in our drain tile.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's an indication of an ineffective drain tile system or a lack of proper filtration of the groundwater that may be silt laden that's clogging the drain tile. So in order to have free-flowing drain tile, we need to make sure the water can get to it. And if it's clogging, then it's not going to get to it. It's going to erupt. So you're going to have to put on a regular schedule clearing out your drain tile. So cutting clean outs at corners will help make that easier so that you can snake a hose or a sewer auger if need be into the drain tile. Is the drain tile rigid or flexible, if you know?
Well, what do you mean by that?
So if it's white plastic PVC that's rigid. If it's black, it's generally flexible.
Oh, yeah. I believe it's the white.
Okay, good. It has a little bit more resilience. You could give it a little bit more, you know, sewer auger action with that pipe as compared to the black flexible one. So, yeah, it looks like he made a mistake in not properly filtering the water as it gets to the drain tile. Putting a regular cleaning out of that drain tile is going to be essential to avoid any flooding. Well, time has whizzed by. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. Go.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.